Heaven 610 WAGG and Heaven 100.1 FM. This is the Daily Bread. And of course, I am the NFL Insider along with your afternoon host, Jay Bryant. And I just want to start off the show this week because I had a phenomenal week with only three losses, as I predicted I would rebound. And Jay Bryant, well, you know, he had his average week. But here he is, your host, Jay Bryant.
I had a less than stellar week, and it was a couple of upsets that got me. But other than that, I'm on pace to catch. You know, I dropped two games, but nevertheless, I'll do some catch up this week. And it begins this
catch
week
when I get
surgical.
Well, hold on a second. Hold on a second, my brother. You said you got surgical last week, but I had 11 wins last week, Jay.
Right.
And yeah, I rebounded from the week before.
And I had 9.
Well, wait a minute. Let me check again, because I don't think you had 9. You had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Yeah, you had 9. Okay, you had 9.
So now I'm 6 games behind.
Yeah. That,
but that's nothing to worry about, folks. Crazy. I can always gain that in a week or two. I can gain that. And it begins this week. Matter of fact, it begins Thursday night. Tonight.
Well, it begins tonight, but you know, I want to address a couple of comments that I understand were made by a couple of listeners that were upset about me talking about the NFC South last week, and I did say that the NFC South was going to lose pretty much all the games except Atlanta, and they did. So,
as a matter of fact, Atlanta is tied for number one in the NFC South.
Sometimes, you have to cry in your own milk.
I don't really know about that. I don't know about that milk and cows and all that. I'm not really familiar with
that. Well, you do know about cows. Now. I mean, you are. I mean,
I don't know about all that.
Onions, though. You know about onions, though.
Okay, let's go to the first game tonight. You got the Colts in Mile High taking on Denver.
Yeah, the Colts have got some injuries to some key players, man. And, you know, they keep battling. But they are going to Mile High, and Denver has been pretty stingy on the defense. So I'm counting on their defense to lift them up again. I'm going with Denver.
I'm going to take Matt Ryan. And I think, you know, that they will put the points. I'm not really convinced that your boy Wilson is – Russell Wilson is – I'm not convinced he's going to really mesh in with this Denver team. So I will take the Colts.
Well, what I'm saying is that, you know, Denver has really only given up about 10 points, man, in the second half of most of their games. That defense is playing lights out. I think they're going to continue to play that way. So, you know, I'm not counting on Matt Ryan to score a whole lot of points.
Okay, talking about not scoring many points. Let's go to New York Giants at Green Bay, and this game is in London.
Well, you know, this game.
Green Bay all the way.
This game is going to pose a problem for the Giants because both quarterbacks were hurt in last week's game. We're not even sure who's going to be the quarterback this week. They did just pick up Landon Collins to re-up that defense. And they do have the league's number one rushing offense. Now, Green Bay, on the other hand, has the 30th ranked rushing defense. But New York has some problems in the secondary. And even though Green Bay has some young receivers, they do have a veteran quarterback. I'm going to pick them to kind of slide by in this one. So I have to go with the Packers, even though I do think the Giants have a chance.
All right. I hear the NFL insider breaking it down there. But it's going to be easy. It's going to be Green Bay all the way, folks. It's not going to be much of a challenge there. Let's go to Pittsburgh and Buffalo.
Well, Pittsburgh has finally turned the page. It looks like they went with the young quarterback, the Mitch Trubisky experiment might be over. But hey, they're going to Buffalo, and this team was embarrassed a couple of weeks ago. I think they're at home. I think they look to run up the score.
I would agree. Tomlin has some problems this year, and they will continue. I would take Buffalo as well. Now you have Houston at Jacksonville. They're like they're coming back a little bit. You got Houston and Jacksonville.
Well, you remember Jacksonville lost the heartbreaker, the opening game of the season to the Washington Commanders, a game that they fought back to the very end, and it came down to the final seconds. They have since rebounded, though Houston has been game. And a lot of these, Jacksonville believes that that they're one of those teams to be reckoned with, and so I'm going with the Jags.
I would do the same. Houston, one of the teams, should be at the NFC East. You know, they're that caliber of a team.
Since we mentioned that, you know, the NFC East has a 4-0 team and 2-3-1 teams. I mean, no other division has that record. So, I mean, I'm not sure that they would even last in that division. But.
Okay. I must have struck a nerve there, folks. You got Chicago.
No, folks, you didn't struck a nerve. I'm just relaying the facts, my brother. Now let's go back and look at the NFC South, you know, that division where
nobody called the nobody said anything about the NFC South. What'd you bring them up for? NFC East.
Well, just wait. Just wait. There's still some time left for the segment.
Okay. You got Chicago in Minnesota. Divisional rivalry.
Chicago, you know, they play tough defense, but they can't really throw the ball. And that could be a problem. You know, Kirk Cousins, you know, even though he has failed to advance, you know, in the playoffs, the guy still throws about 25 touchdowns a season. He's been doing that consistently, so I see him still putting that ball in the air, and I see Minnesota winning this game.
I will go with Minnesota as well. Here's a game that's of interest. You got the Chargers in Cleveland taking on the Browns. The Browns, who Atlanta defeated last week.
And Atlanta's in what division?
That tough NFC South.
See, I told you, ladies and gentlemen, it didn't even take 5 minutes before he would mention that. It didn't take 5 minutes. But the Chargers, their quarterback had some injuries. Hopefully he's recovered from them. Cleveland has a tough running game. But the Chargers, hey, listen, they need this game to keep pace. I'm going with the Chargers.
I would do the same. Not that I'm marking you, but I think I would have
to. You're
trying
to keep pace.
No.
I understand.
You know.
Keep pace.
Atlanta beat the Browns, so that ain't saying a whole lot for the Browns there. But you got Detroit.
Well,
in New England.
Wow, now this is a tough game because Belichick always has a tough team. But this is not your mom's Detroit Lions. This team actually puts up some points. They've scored opening drive. It seems like almost every game. And you know, going back to last season, man, they had quite a winning streak happening until they lost recently. I look for them to rebound. I'm going with the Lions in this one.
Ooh, I like that. I like that, folks. I'm a gain on that one. I'm going to take New England along with Mac Jones. And I don't know if he's going to start or not, but I think New England got a defense that's better than Detroit. So I'll take New England only because they're at home. You got Seattle in New Orleans.
I'm not sure what's going on. You know, we know, New Orleans has good gumbo. We know that, but I don't know about their offense right now. It seems to be in disarray. Hey, Seattle is been playing good defense. This could go either way, but guess what? I'm going with the visiting team upsetting the home team.
Wow. Go ahead on. I'm happy to hear that. I'm taking New Orleans because they got their running back back. Oh, yeah. Their running back is back, and I'm going to take New Orleans coming from that tough NFC South. You got Miami and New York Jets.
Ladies and gentlemen. Well, now, this could be a marquee game. This is a tough AFC East game here. Miami, you know, we know Tua probably will not start this game. And the Jets, coming from behind to beat Pittsburgh last week, they're probably high on that momentum. This is a tough game to pick. I want to say Miami, but I can't pick against the Jets this time. I think the Jets are going to defeat Miami, so I'm going with the Jets.
Woo-hoo. I'm going to have a great week, folks. I'm definitely going on Miami. I would not take no Jets. You can believe that. No Jets. No Giants.
Well, you didn't take them last week. You didn't take them last week. And last week, you said you weren't taking any teams from New York, and all three New York teams won. So, you know, some of your bias sometimes is questionable.
Okay. You got in a battle for the NFC South. You got Atlanta in Tampa Bay taking on the one and only GOAT, as they call him, Tom Terrific.
Well, you know, Atlanta moved on from Matt Ryan.
Battle of first place at stake.
Picked up Mariota, who has given them life with his legs, something that Matt Ryan could not do. And, you know, ladies and gentlemen, I remind you, Jay Bryan said at the beginning of the season, oh, he would never pick Atlanta, but has picked them several times already.
Once.
Meanwhile, yeah, ladies and gentlemen, you know, if you want, you can always go to the website and review Jay's comments from the previous week. And let's remind everyone, this is strictly for entertainment purposes. Jay, Tampa Bay's really got an issue here. I mean, the quarterback, I don't know what his mindset is. You know, his wife recently is filed for divorce. This could really affect the player. His receivers are down, but you can't bet against Tampa at home. They were humiliated by Kansas City. I don't see them losing two in a row.
I would go with Tampa Bay, too. I decided to go back to my word. I'm not going with the Falcons this week.
You went back to your word.
Tennessee and Washington. Take it old
the Commanders.
Whatever they call themselves
the
now.
They're the Commanders.
The Washington they're football the team. Now.
Okay, that'll work too. You know, the last time these teams met, there was a little dust up on the sidelines because one of the Tennessee players got Josh Allen's I can't think of his name, but we got in his face, and it was a little dust-up. So I think these two teams will remember that. But I just believe Tennessee will be too much for Washington, so I'm going with the Titans.
I would do the same thing. Here's a great game. You got San Francisco and your old stomping grounds, the Carolinas, taking on the Panthers.
I've never been to Carolina, brother, except to you know, do my NFL insider stuff. It's not my stomping grounds, but I will tell you this much. San Francisco proved that, hey, listen, the Rams may have won the Super Bowl, but they still can't beat the 49ers. They're on a roll. I don't believe Carolina has the firepower to stay with them. Their defense is playing lights out. I'm going with San Francisco.
Even though they're playing a team from that tough NFC South, I will give San Francisco an edge too. So I will go along with San Fran.
So let's stand by. So that's one, That's three NFC South teams you voted against, even though you keep calling them tough.
Well, you got one where they're playing each other, with Atlanta and Tampa Bay.
We'll continue.
All right. I'm taking San Francisco as well. You got Philadelphia in Arizona taking on the Cardinals.
Wow, this could be a real tough game here. I mean, you got two quarterbacks that are probably both under 6 feet, probably 5'11 each. I'm not even sure. Philadelphia has been playing lights out, come from behind football last week. Going into Arizona, two young quarterbacks. This could be what the league looks like over the next couple of years. I'm picking Philadelphia to stay on that roll. Philadelphia remains undefeated.
I would do the same. Philadelphia might be. They might be the second best team in the NFC. They might be. I think right now the 49ers might be the best, but that remains to be seen. You got Dallas in L.A. Take it on the Rams.
Yeah, I'd like to go back because Philadelphia is the only unbeaten team in the NFL, and they are from the NFC East. Okay, now we'll go over here to Dallas at Los Angeles. Hey, Dallas has been winning with a backup quarterback. And, you know, there's a little meme going out there where Dak is talking to the backup quarterback saying, hey, you know, the owner wants me to ask for my job back. And the backup says, what job? right now they're rolling and I'm not sure that he gets back in because they're playing so well. But they are playing the Rams, and the Rams were embarrassed by the 49ers on Monday night. I don't think they'll be embarrassed this time. I'm going to take the Rams.
I would do the same. I think even though the Rams lost last week, I think they're bitter about that, and I think they're going to be a little bit too much for Dallas this week, so I would take the Rams as well. Here's one. That's going to be a very good game. You got the Bengals in my old stomping ground in Baltimore. Take it on the one and only Lamar Jackson and the gang.
Well, I don't know if this is your old stomping ground. I mean, your listeners should remember
my old stomping ground
last week. Where was The Wire filmed? And you didn't know, Jay. And
everywhere.
Of course, it was filmed all over. Now you know because you probably did a little research, but you did a little research and everything. But this is a tough game. I mean, hey, Baltimore, they have a phenomenal quarterback. This guy can put up some numbers. Joe Burrow and the boys, hey, they really need to reestablish that they are the force in this division. This is really a tough one, but I'm going to go with Cincinnati in an upset.
Well, I don't think it's going to be an upset because I'm predicting them to win. But I don't think the Ravens' defense can stop Cincinnati. I just don't believe it. They got to prove it to me. I just haven't seen it yet. Here's your Monday night matchup.
Well, I will tell you this much. That's your old stomping grounds. With that prediction, I don't think you can go back, bro.
I'm going with Cincinnati as well.
I'm saying I don't think you can go back to your old stomping grounds with this prediction. I think you'll be paying for your meals when you go to a restaurant. That's you won't say, oh, hey, there's Jay Ryan. You know, hey, yeah, don't worry about it, Jay. It's on us. They're going to say, now, here's your check, sir.
All righty, we'll see. We got a Monday night matchup. You got the AFC West. You got the Raiders in Arrowhead taking on Patrick Mahomes.
Hey, the Raiders finally, got a win, even though it was dicey how they got it. it could spark them, but hey, Kansas City, really, if there's one team they don't like, it's the Raiders. So I think, they look to make a statement in this game. I'm going with the Chiefs.
I would go to Chiefs only because I don't think the Raiders can put up enough points to compete with the Chiefs. Mahomes is going to have he's at home. I think he's going to put at least 35 on the board. I don't think the Raiders can get to 35, and I don't think the Kansas City defense is all that, but they can hold off. You know, they can give them 24 points. They'll probably give up that much. But I'm going with the Chiefs as well. So we both agree on that. And, folks, look for me to bounce back. I know I had a dismal 2 weeks in a row. Watch me bounce back, because on this one, I got what they say. When your back is against the wall, I get surgical.
See, ladies and gentlemen, what happened was with Jay Bryant, he went into surgery with a butter knife, and the patient was not happy. We want to also talk about that there's a new number one in college football after Georgia somehow struggled against Missouri in that game. And they've been struggling now for the past couple of weeks. And there was even some argument going on the sidelines, and championship teams don't have arguments on the sidelines. So Alabama's the new number one, which is where I thought they should have been all along, and I look for them to continue that.
I think Alabama's going to have a hard time, even though they're hosting Texas A&M. I think the game is going to be very close. Georgia will run over Auburn in the Hedges and regain the top spot next week.
Whoa.
You heard that first from me, folks. You heard it from me first. Georgia back to number one.
Well, I guess you won't be getting anything to eat where you are either, I guess. Guess you're going to have to get your checkbook out. When you're traveling around Alabama, that Jay Bryant? Yeah, make sure you give him a check.
All right, NFL Insider, we'll see what happens. You have a good week.
All right, have a great weekend, Jay.